today's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston tells us about his father's surprise birthday party at the Bradford store in Dickinson, Alabama, and how he kind of envies what his father has created for himself.
Just after 5 a.m. on December 27th, my father stepped into the Bradford store at the small crossroads of Dickinson, Alabama, just like he does nearly every time he visits his camp in Clark County. The store is full of logging crews, truck drivers and skidder drivers, chainsaw operators and crew foremen. Dad is older than the others and is retired, but he's welcomed and treated like one of their own, and he joins them for a cup of coffee. This day was different. As he came through the door, the men inside stood and began singing Happy Birthday, a crowd of tough men with thick, calloused hands, making this man, my father, feel special on his 83rd birthday. Moments later, my brother Dale and I stepped into the store to join him. Dale had planned the surprise the day before, and when my father saw the two of us, his eyes watered, and mine did too. Dad told us, if you can rate surprises from 1 to 10, this was a 10. We hugged. He introduced us to his friends, and Dale and I sat and joined him. When you get to be 83, my father said later that night, you kind of hope people forget about your birthday and let it pass. Strange that as a child, we'll tell everyone when our birthdays are and how old we are. We even measure it to the half year. As in a child telling his or her peers, I'm 10 and a half, almost 11. Yet by the time we're adults, we choose to not discuss it at all. In fact, it's others, it's family and friends, who want to draw our birthdays to our attention. They say, don't you have a birthday coming up? Isn't it a big one? My wife has a big birthday coming up in July of this year. And as a frequent traveler, I have a gob of miles ready to take her anywhere on planet Earth that Delta Airlines or their partners serve. For my big birthday, she and I went to Hawaii. Her chosen destination? Key West, Florida. Yep, a place less than 1,000 miles away. Paris? No. Istanbul? No. Cairo or Cape Town? No. Key West. I remember when I married her, I was thrilled that she was a very practical and common-sense woman. It seems she hasn't changed in our 20-plus years of marriage. I've always heard about it, she said when I questioned her decision. Don't judge. I want to see it. So, Key West it is. Which brings me back to my father and his fondness for waking up very early to join the logging crews to drink coffee at the corner store in Dickinson, Alabama. When he first invited me to join him years ago, I promptly said no. Too early, and people who I likely had nothing in common with. But I've come to admire this community he's created. These friends from a very different walk of life who like him, welcome him, and treat him like one of their own. In fact, I may pursue something like this for myself in 2020 as a New Year's resolution, as long as no one sings to me. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.